This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
A bit of a rebound today in financial markets as investors await more details on the Omicron coronavirus variant. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The World Health Organization has warned Omicron poses a very high risk globally and could lead to severe consequences in some regions. It expects more data within the coming weeks, but countries have already closed borders to southern African nations where the variant is thought to have originated. South Africa has again today condemned such moves. Experts there say despite a rapid rise in infections, they are not seeing an increase in COVID deaths in the province hardest hit by the variant. That's helping to stabilize global markets today after a sharp sell-off at the end of last week. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is up about 1%. Oil prices are also up about 4%. Stocks across Asia, though, did close lower. Japan's Nikkei shed 1.6% today. That's after the country shut borders to most foreign travelers. Michael Hewson, then, chief market analyst at CMC Markets, explains how investors are assessing risk in this constantly changing environment.
Slightly more positive today. I think the weekend news flow has helped. Initial reports out of South Africa would appear to suggest that despite the number of mutations that have currently been identified, there's been no reports of hospitalizations or deaths as a result of anyone being diagnosed with this variant. And it's also important to note that we've had new variants before. We've gone from Alpha to Beta to Delta and not seen the sort of reaction that we saw on Friday. And I think investors are taking a little bit of a step back, reassessing whether or not Friday's move was justified or a little bit of an overreaction. And we're seeing a modest rebound today and likely to see a modest rebound in the US as well.
And that scale, I mean, we saw nearly $2 trillion wiped off global stock markets on Friday. I guess the question then is, you know, benchmarks had been trading near record highs before that sell-off. So are all these, this trickle of developments that we're going to see around Omicron, should we just buckle in? Should we just prepare for more volatility in stock markets until investors really know what's going on?
I think that's a fairly accurate assessment, if I'm honest, given the fact that we've seen record highs and the fact that governments have gone hard and gone early. I think it's hard to make the case for further record highs this year.
The other interesting thing about these market moves is that gold is usually seen as a safe haven during times of uncertainty like this, but that really hasn't proved to be the case this time around. Why is that?
Well, gold, unfortunately, has sort of been replaced as a safe haven of choice by Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, which you could argue is a bit of an oxymoron when you think about how new cryptocurrencies are and how lightly regulated they are. But it's, I think for me, it's about an alternative asset class of choice. Gold has a tendency to be a little bit boring. It doesn't really yield anything. And it's also suffered against the resurgent dollar as well as a result of expectations that the Federal Reserve might accelerate their tapering process when they next meet in around about 2 or 3 weeks' time. And I think the uncertainty over Omicron could cause them to delay any decision on that.
Michael Hewson from CMC Markets, thanks for breaking this down.
Thank you.
Well, as investors come to grips with the latest risk from the Omicron variant, so too are the World Health Organization's member states. They're beginning 3 days of meetings in Geneva today to discuss the global pandemic response, and they're also analyzing lessons from the way it's all been handled, as the BBC's Imogen Folks reports.
The WHO has this morning sent guidance to member states saying this could be potentially very dangerous. In some ways new, because we have a new variant. In other ways not new, because the World Health Organization has been saying to governments, look, if we don't get a grip on this, which means vaccination, vaccination, vaccination everywhere, not just in rich countries, the virus will always be ahead of us. It will mutate. And at the end of the day, maybe we'll get a mutation that evades the vaccines.
That's Imogen Folks reporting there. If there's one lesson the world has already learned from this pandemic, it's the importance of taking decisive action quickly. The Netherlands Schiphol Airport is a major transit hub for Europe and the world, and Dutch authorities have now introduced mandatory quarantine for travelers entering from very high-risk areas. They've also limited operating hours for hospitality and cultural venues for the next 3 weeks. But as the BBC's Anna Holligan reports, businesses are worried how they'll cope.
Restaurants like Fort Veer had been hoping to recover some of the losses incurred as a result of the pandemic during what's normally their busiest time of the year. But for the next 3 weeks at least, all bars, restaurants, cafes and non-essential shops must stop serving from 5 p.m. until 5 a.m.
We were the first and we will be the last again. So the first to be closed and the last to get open. Yeah, we are really punished.
It's an uncertain time for Xander Wind, who owns this popular diner.
Yeah, it's the party month, the December month, so the Sinterklaas, Christmas, all the parties from the businesses, but it's all gone. Nobody is having a party or a drink.
The new rules were considered unavoidable to protect the hospitals from becoming overwhelmed. But some scientists blame an inconsistent government strategy for damaging public trust and with it a willingness to comply with the rules. Dr. Sharifa Zamouri specialises in infectious diseases and public health.
The lack of consistency has led into a lot of kind also distrust within society, in the public. For example, take the mask discourse. One moment they say it's not effective, and then the other way they become mandatory in indoor places. So communicating that to the public and to the people can kind of create distrust, and that's what you see now in the Netherlands and also the rioting which we have seen last week.
And now the new variant has arrived. Omicron has been detected among passengers arriving at Schiphol, who are now in isolation, and flights from South Africa are continuing to land. These arrivals are raising concerns in a country already battling record-breaking infection rates. And this is one of Europe's busiest transit hubs. There are fears the virus is travelling on undetected.
That's the BBC's Anna Holligan reporting from the Netherlands there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.